This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Every song just sounds better on 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami Sports Leader. You know, we'd come out, we'd fire up The Who, we're on AM, and it sounds like The Who on AM. Fire up The Who, start off today's show, and you feel like, you know, ballsy, meaty radio station.
Great name for what I watched today.
Ballsy and meaty.
Who is that? What's going on?
Crowder is in. And by the way, someone had texted in yesterday. You guys hear the difference in your headphones? No, I'm just making that up. It sounds the same for me that it sounded for the last 12 years. But I would imagine if you're in your car right now and you're hearing The Who on 104.3 FM, it probably sounds pretty damn good. Crowder is boots on the ground in Detroit. He witnessed the Dolphins-Lions joint practice.
Yes.
And from what I'm reading, I'll read a couple things. From what I'm reading, it didn't necessarily look great for the Fins.
Necessarily. Goodness gracious.
Was that bad? It was noticeably bad.
It was like... You could tell the talent on the Lions side. Like Amon Ross St. Brown, one-on-ones, he went 7 for 7. No one on the Dolphins could cover him. Just was eating him up. Had 7 touchdowns in 7 attempts.
So is it more a testament to who the Lions are than who the Dolphins are then?
That's kind of what – but even in the 11-on-11 stuff, like the quarterbacks were running for their lives. Like everybody, Quinn Ewers and Zach Wilson threw a couple picks. Tua had to get out the pocket as soon as they snapped the ball. I wouldn't say they got out physical, but you could tell there's more talent on the Lions side. The front seven's good. Front seven can play. But the secondary and that O-line are concerns, were concerns.
By the way, Chop Robinson, we all know, was carted off. Solana has let us know that Chop Robinson Instagrammed out himself. It's not that serious, right? Is that what he said? Like, I'll be fine, something along those lines?
Yeah, he said, it's not serious, y'all. I'm good.
So that was nerve-wracking. I'm not going to lie. Like, you feel like this team is cursed? That was nerve-wracking. Great news from Chop Robinson himself that it's not that serious.
I'm starting to feel like people just want to get on the cart. You used to have to break your leg to get carted off. Now a guy dislocates his pinky and gets
carted out the
off.
Cart.
Yeah, leave that cart over there in the corner.
I'll give you an official training camp report. It's sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. This is what Nick Baumgartner tweeted out, a series of tweets. He writes about the Lions for The Athletic. As you said, they weren't out physicaled. Here's how he describes it. Lions just out everythinged the Dolphins for 2 hours out here. As lopsided a joint NFL practice as I've ever seen. Then he follows that up with a tweet that says, Amon-Ra St. Brown caught just about every target thrown at him, including a crazy sideline TD where he caught it one-handed and pinned it to the DB's head before ripping it away from him for a score. Dominant day for Detroit. And his final tweet in the series says, biggest takeaway for me is that Detroit's first defense looks legit. Miami did nothing offensively in the red zone. In team, nothing. This was the best the Lions offense has looked in a practice, and it's no coincidence they didn't have to take reps versus their own D today. So
he hit it on Baumgartner, hit it on the head. The defense offense looked bad. The defense, I guess, in the front seven, when they were trying to run the ball in 11 on 11, like they were making, Sealer was making plays. The linebackers, Willie Gay and Dotson and them boys, they can play. Nick Chubb was making plays. But on that other field, the offense, they got choked out. Like, honestly, they might have gave up 10 sacks today if it was full speed football.
See a little scrambling from Tua in the regular season. Bet the overs.
You would have loved today then, because if you want to see Tua run, he was running around a lot back there. Tyreek didn't practice. Waddle only did 11 on 11 stuff. He didn't do any one-on-ones, but it was a tough day offensively. And then that second day, Amon-Ra St. Brown is Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
He made him look like Jerry Rice today.
You know why?
Jack Jones was on him.
No, Coca-Cola. I told you. He drinks Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola's a magical elixir. Amon-Ra St. Brown, the only guy who's figured it out.
When you catch a touchdown and smile at everybody, like he smiled at the DBs, like, oh, my goodness.
So they little boyed the Dolphins.
Offensively, yeah, they little boyed. That Detroit defense little boyed the Dolphins today.
All right. Well, you know what they say. Get them back tomorrow. Three-game series. You got the today, tomorrow, and then the game on Saturday. Three-game series. They're still in this thing, Dolphins fans.
But, you know, it was another tweet y'all sent. Is it just an NFC championship team that we're playing and we haven't won a playoff game in 25 years? Because, like, you're playing a very, very good roster, franchise, you know, well-coached team. And the Dolphins aren't that. Somebody said today.
I believe we are, though. That's the part that shocks me from this. And I know you guys are going to laugh, but I think we do have a good roster. I think they're a well-coached team. And do I think Mike McDaniel's as good a head coach as Dan Campbell? No. I can look at Dan Campbell's record, but I know that they rave about Anthony Weaver as a defensive coordinator. I don't think the Dolphins are a poorly coached team. I don't think they're a poorly constructed team. So it surprises me a little bit when I was reading what I was reading today about the joint practices.
But at a certain point, they have to prove that, don't they, Hawk?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It surprises me because it doesn't jibe with me what I know about the Dolphins and then what I'm reading today at the joint practice. It seems like they were on two different levels, but I guess they are.
Because here's what I'm concerned with. For 3 years now, prior to this season, the Dolphins have been a good team. I don't think they've been a terribly coached team, but they clearly, I don't think this is arguable, have been a step behind the best teams in the NFL.
No.
The Ravens,
this
the Chiefs,
sounded
the
greater
Bills.
Than a step behind. And again, all I'm doing is gleaning stuff from Twitter and Palm Beach Post reports. Like, it seemed much further than a step behind.
But if you go up against the Bears, and all the reports coming out of that training camp are that the Dolphins got punked by Chicago. Fine, that's one training camp. that's one group of reporters. You could argue that the Dolphins weren't necessarily expecting full tackling because they're not supposed to be tackling in joint practices. Fine, right? And then in the preseason game, they didn't look a step behind the Bears. You know, the first team went out there, drove down the field, got to the 5-yard line with ease. But you would agree, and Crowder, maybe you felt the same way being there, that the Dolphins almost had like something to prove against the Detroit Lions, a great team in the NFC. They got punked by the Bears. They're going out there, their next joint practice. They want to prove that they can belong on the same field with a team like this. And from everything we're reading, it didn't seem like they proved that at all. That's where, you know, I tweeted, I think I have to severely temper my expectations for this team, because it's either all the reporters are lying or the Dolphins are just a step behind the best teams in the NFL.
They went out, like I said, Waddle and Tyreek weren't in there. So
kind of a big deal.
Yeah. So it's Weiss Jr. and Taj Washington and Malik Washington. And they're a bunch of little, Weiss, whatever. And he's a big dude, but everybody else is very, very small humans. And they weren't really doing much on the secondary, but your top two receivers are out. Tight ends, they don't have a chance to catch anything from our team. And Laporta can play, but it's the concerns that we've had, the O-line and the secondary are still concerns. Minka Fitzpatrick can play his tail off. But you even see, watching the secondary, Minka moves, like he breaks faster than our other DBs. Like you see why he's a Pro Bowler and why we can't cover anybody on the outside. Like he's moving at a different speed than Jones and those other guys back there. And you could tell watching it. A person, you're like, that's a Pro Bowler. Those guys might not be on the team this season.
Well, again, also, it's preseason. These are practices, even the games themselves. I think someone brought up this week, your 1-15 team was undefeated, right? In the preseason that year. So don't put that much stock in it, but you start to see things. And I would say glaring weaknesses probably rear their ugly heads a little bit in this arena, but I don't think you can glean too much from the first joint practice against the Lions.
But and also another thing, and one of my concerns, when they went to team run, the Lions ran downhill with two gigantic backs. We were running jet sweeps and reverses and all this cute stuff, and they are just coming straight at us. What
I was thinking about
do?
That today. I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it last night as well. I want all that stuff back. You know what? That's who we are. That's who McDaniel is. Enough of this run it up the gut and we're going to be tough and change the narrative. No. Change the narrative back to 2023 when we're creative and running jet sweeps and you have 18 people in motion. Like, do that. Be cutesy. I'm all for cutesy. I think I've been misplaced in, oh, they got to get tougher. Who gives a bleep? Get cutesier.
Because they need it at some point.
Cutesier. Get cutesier.
Don't take out the jet sweeps or the double, triple, reverse pitchbacks. But when you're third and one, go get a first down, and then you can cutesy on first down.
No. You can have four run up the guts with Jalen Wright, or you can have a double, triple, reverse with Tua catching the ball in the end zone, and we're all doing some weird dance at the end. Give me that all day long. You're more suited for that. Let's do headlines here because Zach Gelb is going to join us. Will Manso is going to join us today. We've got more Marlins tickets to give away today. It's Marvel Day at Lone Depot Park, Sunday, August 24th. Marlins and Blue Jays. We're giving away a 4-pack of tickets every day this week, so just keep listening. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. A crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Crater.
You gathering your thoughts? You okay? You had a long pause there.
You still
getting emotional?
I'm actually, I'm a little emotional right now because there's a tweet from the NBA about the NBA Cup schedule. And oh, I can't wait. I mean, the NBA Cup is back, gentlemen. Let's go. The NBA Cup is back. And it all begins on October 31st, the Heat are in Group East C, along with the Bulls, the Bucks, the Knicks, and the Charlotte Hornets.
All right.
Just that goofy East midseason C. tournament.
Yeah.
East C. But it's not even like a midseason tournament. It's like, hey, this game's a tournament game. Now they're playing a regular game. Now this next game's a tournament game. I don't know. It ain't for me.
Goofy.
Not that hard. Games played on certain days of the week between the month of the in-season tournament a tournament game.
Let me keep track of which days of the week are tournament games and what day it happens to be. Let me break out my checklist when I sit down to watch a Heat game in the middle of the week. What month is it? What day is it? I got to figure out. Does this count? I got a checklist now. I got a checklist to watch a basketball game.
Again, not difficult. From Halloween through Black Friday, you got games on certain days of the week.
Which days?
Well, I don't know yet. We'll find out.
Oh, funny, because you just said it's not that hard, but you don't even know.
Well, they might change it this year.
Oh,
I don't know yet.
Gotcha. Okay.
What was it last year?
Tuesdays and Fridays, or Saturdays, maybe.
One of those seven.
One of those. Hey, guys, the Miami Marlins lost last night. 4-3.
It was fun while it lasted.
To the Guardians, yeah.
They had like a 2-week run, man, where it was magical. Now, they could just use Mervis.
That's the answer.
Well, you shadow ban someone, you live or die by the shadow ban.
Also, low key, maybe should have made some more moves at the deadline. And I'm talking about trading away some of their players.
Right. I mean, literally, honestly, for like the long term success of the team, the worst possible time to catch lightning in a bottle was leading right up to the trade deadline. And like, it was just the worst possible time to get good.
Can they trade Sandy now?
It's done.
Would MLB have an issue? Like, allow the
Marlins. Checking this to make sure this is right. I think I've got Mervis news.
Oh, goodness.
Just double checking, making sure.
Where does one get Mervis news? Who's tweeting about a guy who was waived?
He's at the crib. Fuck. He is in his house.
It is confirmed. The Arizona Diamondbacks have signed Matt Mervis to a minor league contract. Let's go. Wow. Let's go.
You moving?
I am packing my bags. What's Arizona called? Rattler State?
Hot as hell.
I'm moving to Sedona, everybody.
Yeah, Sedona Red. Sedona Red looks good on you, man. I like
it. Love Sedona.
Los Serpientes.
That guy's going to be hitting so many jacks against the red rocks of Sedona, they're going to have Wilson logos all over it. I don't even know if a baseball's Wilson. It's probably Spalding.
Who makes baseballs? Rawlings.
Rawlings. That's baseball. What I meant. Yeah,
Rawlings.
What do they have out there in Arizona? They got the In-N-Out Burger there?
My only experience in Arizona was one strip club that only had 100 singles, and me and Amari Stoudemire had to share them.
Mm. Yeah. What do you got? They got that Phoenix there?
University of Phoenix?
Just Phoenix. They got that Phoenix. They got Phoenix. Phoenix Suns still have the gorilla. That's still their mascot?
Yeah, the gorilla.
They still got that.
Mm-hmm.
What else they got there? They got cactus?
They got cactus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have a hockey team.
Ah, yeah. They did.
They got Calais Campbell.
They got that Kyler Murray still in Arizona?
They got him.
That's about it, though. I don't think they have anything else in Phoenix. They got Mervis now, though. They got Mervis.
Listen, and they got Hockman.
Oh, that's terrible out there. What was that? The national championship game was there. I was there for like a week, and it was just terrible. I hated it.
I think we did a radio row out there once.
Yeah, it's not an exciting place.
What? Who do they have? Like, who are their minor league affiliates? Oh, the Reno Aces are their AAA affiliate.
All right. I love Reno.
Mm-hmm.
America's favorite little city or something like that. I forget what it's what the tagline is. They got gambling in Reno. No, Reno's in Nevada.
Reno's in Nevada. Yeah.
So what are you doing?
You think Arizona's in Nevada?
No, I'm saying I was looking up where their minor league affiliates were. I said they've got Reno.
Because we said, what do they have there? And you said, oh, they got Reno there.
Well, no, I'm saying the Diamondbacks have the Reno Aces.
I got
the Reno Aces. And Reno's
so
in Nevada.
I'm actually moving to Nevada?
Vegas, you're moving to Nevada. Unless.
I'm moving to Nevada. I love Nevada.
Right.
Now, Nevada's a lot better than Arizona.
A lot better.
Yes.
Unless he's going to play for the Amarillo Sod Poodles.
Oh,
which is their,
I can't go to Texas. You see what's going on over there?
The Sod Poodles.
The Sod Poodles.
That's not intimidating. Like grass dogs?
All right. Well, you can either end up in Phoenix, Texas, or Nevada.
Listen, it ain't going to be very long till I'm right there in the heart of Arizona, because he's going to be playing for the Diamondbacks.
Well, congrats, man. I'm really happy for you.
I feel alive again. Kind of been in a perpetual state of, you know.
Mervislessness.
Yeah, mervislessness. I felt it. And now, Jimmy says it's called the Grand Canyon State. It's a good idea. Yeah, that's a pretty big thing there.
Grand Canyon's in Arizona? You sure about that?
I'll do investigating.
Okay.
I could be talked into it being in Nevada, but I think it is Arizona.
Pretty sure it's in Nevada.
I don't think it's...
I think you could take a helicopter from Vegas to the Grand Canyon, but I think it's in Arizona. I may be wrong. I don't know.
It's quite
large.
Where do
they got that Hoover Dam? Where'd they put the Hoover Dam this year?
I've been to Grand Canyon. It was kind of like Niagara Falls.
Right.
Other
than the water.
You get there. you get there, and then you're looking at a canyon and a waterfall.
No, Grand Canyon is the most incredible thing I've ever laid eyes on in my life.
Really?
In my life.
Really?
Could not believe what I was seeing.
Why, though?
Northern Arizona.
Okay. What's so special? And I'm not trolling. Like, what is special about the Grand Canyon? I've never been.
And so I had the same feeling. I didn't know what was. I was like, a canyon. I can't describe it. If I could describe it, you'd understand. But the Grand Canyon is the greatest thing I have ever looked at in my life. And we did not spend enough time there. We only stayed overnight one night. I could go back there every week for the rest of my life. I could not believe how miraculous it was, what I was looking at.
You stared at it?
You obviously have never seen the Grand Canyon.
There's
no way. Because you make it sound, that's like saying, oh, I went to I went to New York City and I stared at it. Like, you can't see it one spot. Like, it's that ginormous.
But you move, it's a canyon. Like, there's no action. There's no water rides. There's no roller coasters. It's
correct.
Just
it is not a theme park. It's a canyon. You nailed it.
There's no restaurants.
That's right. Yosemite National Park. Also, no rides, restaurants. You're getting it. You're getting it. Because it is
there.
Grand Canyon National Park. You're getting it.
And then you're there.
Right. You're getting it.
Did you throw rocks or anything? Like, what was the entertainment?
You don't need to be entertained. You're looking at one of the seven wonders of the world. Like, you saw the pyramids in Egypt, right?
Yes.
And so what'd you do? Did you climb up the face of it? Did they have a little rock climbing wall attached to it?
It's super boring.
Not super boring.
Super boring. You take a picture pyramid. With one. You walk to the Sphinx. There's people begging you for money. There's stray dogs everywhere. Get me back to the hotel.
Well, I'll tell you what. The greatest thing I've ever stared at could also be described as a canyon, but it wasn't in Arizona. I'll tell you that much.
What was it?
Zach Gelb is going to join us. So wrap up the headlines, and then Crowder can tell us about QC Kinetics.
What is he talking about?
Crowder, you're going to need a new favorite inner Miami player, by the way, because your boy Drake Callender was shipped off to Charlotte. Sorry, bro.
Oh, man. They get money back for him?
I don't know what they got back for him. I'll do a little research.
Better get a bunch of money because Callender's a monster.
Well, hasn't really been playing much, but yeah. Okay. All right. Your weather from the area that is not the Grand Canyon here in South Florida. It's hot as hell, 90 degrees. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the 70s. Zach Gelb is next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
If you thought Zach Gelb annoyed you in AM, wait till you hear him on FM. I mean, those booming pipes coming over 104.3 FM WQAM. Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Zach Gelb can be heard nationally every weekday afternoon on the Infinity Sports Network. He comes to us from the WFAN studios in New York City, where, by the way, his Jets and Giants will do battle this Saturday. Preseason football. Dolphins are in Detroit. They've got joint practices with the Lions. Crowder is in Detroit, and they will play the Lions on Saturday, their preseason game number two. Now, I don't know if you saw any of the reports from Dolphins joint practice today, Gel, but I can't imagine you follow it as closely as we do. I'm going to tell you, even with the Dolphins seemingly getting out practiced and having a couple of issues against Chicago, bet the Tua overs this year and bet the Dolphins win total over this year. Just consider it a little friendly advice from your old pal Hawk in Boca Raton.
104.3 FM WQAM, Miami sports leader, home to Homer Hawk, Crowder, and some schmuck named Solana.
Racket. Racket.
There you go. Who needs a voiceover guy these days?
Who needs a voiceover guy? Show. You just nailed it. I'm still, listen, Crowder's there. He watched it, and he said the Dolphins did get outplayed.
Yes.
And, just outperformed in the joint practice today. I mean, can you glean anything from joint practices and preseason football enough to really know what you're working with for the regular season?
So when I was covering the Eagles, I absolutely despised going to training camp and these OTAs because it's a bunch of monotonous bull junk. But the only time I would actually get excited was when they would bring in another team, because those joint practices, I think the coaches and the players put more stock in it now in the year of what is now 2025, and it's been that way for the last few years, than the actual preseason games. I actually, though, would like to issue something to this show and an edict if I have that power to do so. I know Channing is having a great time in Detroit, and he is loving the nightlife in Detroit. I think we should require him to stay in Detroit until the Dolphins go up against the Lions in this preseason game.
I don't like it, Gilby. I don't like this idea. It's terrible for me. And yes, I'm leaving.
How about we have him stay in Detroit till the Dolphins win a playoff game? Why don't we put some real stakes on the line?
Good call. He may be there till the year when I'm like 55 years old.
Since the Dolphins? You know how long it's been since the Dolphins have won a playoff game?
The last time they won a play, 1998 is my guess.
Pretty close, man. It's been 25 years. It's the longest active streak in the NFL. 25 years.
I'm leaving Detroit to go to Indianapolis. I am rolling now. I have all kinds of stuff.
That shrimp cocktail.
You know what? JW Marriott is actually a very good hotel in Indianapolis. And in the lobby, I would not expect them to have good calamar, but they do have very good calamar when I was there about 12 or 13 years ago.
Why are you cutting off the E of calamar?
I don't like calling it calamari. I call it calamar. You know, that's how I Americanize it.
Hey, Gabby, how do you feel about like guys playing? Because my thing was, we got to stay healthy. If Tua gets hurt, if Tyreek gets hurt, if Waddle gets hurt, you know, like it's gonna set us back. Then I'm watching Detroit today. Goff's out there. Gibbs is out there. Everybody. Amon-Ra St. Brown went crazy. He had like 7 touchdowns today. Just destroyed everybody. And it kind of making me rethink it, where if these top teams are playing everyone during games, like why do I feel as if the Dolphins need to put bubble wrap around their guys?
It's almost you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Like if the Dolphins don't play their guys and they get off to some sloppy start, people are going to question them. But if they do play their guys and then people get hurt, people are going to be outraged. I kind of like Dan Campbell's approach. And it was either a year or two ago, he was very emotional. And he was going a little bit tougher in practice than probably more coaches do now. And he was saying, guys, this is just the way that I know how to win. And I think this is the way that we have to do it. I hope I'm not putting you in harm's way. So injuries are inevitable. You know this probably better than anybody, Crowder. Injuries are inevitable in this game. Am I optimistic on the Dolphins this year? No. The offensive line seems like it stinks. There's still questions on the health of Tua. Tyreek Hill is a malcontent, and that is going to be just a problem where it's just going to continue. The toothpaste is already out of the tube. I do like Jaylen Waddle a lot, but he gets injured from time to time. And defensively, it seems like the last 2 years, there's been so many injuries on this defense. You just don't know where people are going to be at and how much rust there is to knock off. And the coach, let's be real. That guy, McDaniel, the honeymoon is definitely, definitely, definitely over. And every time this guy opens up his trap and tries to be a comedian and this team loses game this year, I hope people eviscerate him.
Wow. Anytime you refer to someone as that guy, that coach guy, you know that the honeymoon is over.
Is there a single thing you like about the Dolphins?
Jaylen Waddle.
Man.
And Devon Achane. I'm a big Achane fan,
yeah,
right?
That we know. You're sleeping on them.
Man. What am I sleeping? They're the third team in the AFC East, I think, on paper going into this year.
On paper, you think they are? Can I make a case, though, that on paper they're the second best team in the AFC East, at least, and that they're a playoff team? Just I'm saying on paper, Gelb. If I try to sell you on the Dolphins, their front seven, Bradley Chubb should be healthy this year. Jalen Phillips should be healthy this year. Chop Robinson, we expect him to be healthy. He's told us he's going to be healthy. He's going to be a stud. Zach Sealer got paid. And then they traded for Minka Fitzpatrick. I mean, just right there, that's five names that are all Pro Bowl caliber guys. I'm not telling you they're all going to make the Pro Bowl, but they're caliber guys. And then on the offensive side, you've got arguably the best wide receiver in the game.
And Tyreek?
Yeah, Tyreek Hill.
Not anymore. You see the season he had last year?
Yeah, but he had a season last year where his quarterback didn't play six games. And if his quarterback is able to stay healthy,
and he
you've
was
got
injured.
Devon Achane, you've got Tyreek who was injured last year, you have Jalen Waddle. I mean, you have four really good guys on the offense as well. The Dolphins are top heavy, sure, but teams with less have made the playoffs.
I also want to come off here abundantly clear because now we're on FM, so it should be easier to do that. I'm not saying the Dolphins suck. I'm not saying the Dolphins are trash. I think the Dolphins are in the worst place you could be in as an organization because their floor is probably right. They're probably at their floor. If everything goes horrible, 7 wins. If everything goes right, they're probably a 10-win team. This team, though, if they're at their apex this year, they make the playoffs as a 7 or 6 seed, and then they go home wild card weekend. So they're not bad enough where you're picking early in the draft, but you're also not good enough where you have a chance to legitimately win a championship. They are just stuck in the middle, and almost the Dolphins version of winning a Super Bowl this year would be winning one playoff game. Like, think about that. That just doesn't get me fired up if I'm a Dolphins fan.
You can't go from not winning a playoff game in 25 years to winning the Super Bowl. You got to take the natural progression there.
In 25 years.
I understand.
That's all Solana's life.
You're not going to win a Super Bowl after that. You're literally going to claw your way back into, I don't know, relevance. And that would start with a playoff win. I mean, that's how it works. So, yeah, that's a goal this year.
We've had the same conversation for the last 3 years. You know, can they win a playoff game?
I've had it longer than that.
For a long time now.
I've had it longer than that. I know. How about this, though? This is where I think
happy football, everybody, by the way.
This is where I think people are, like, sleeping or whatever. Crowder and I, Solana was on vacation. Crowder and I can't remember who this was with. Who would you rather have? Mike Vrabel and Drake May, or Mike McDaniel and Tua Tagovailoa?
I'd rather have Mike Vrabel and Drake May. Here's why.
I mean, that's infuriating. I can't even listen to your explanation. It's infuriating.
Well, Mike Vrabel took the Tennessee Titans to an AFC championship game. Mike Vrabel is a better coach, fact, than Mike McDaniel. Now, on the quarterback side, Tua is good. Tua, I don't even know if he's a top 10 quarterback in the league. Tua is good.
Is better than good.
But no, he's not. He's good.
Yes, he is.
You can't say he's great. You can't say he's elite. He is good. He is good. However, I think I've seen already the best of Tua Tagovailoa. Like, I don't know how much better it's going to get. Drake May is a question mark, but I was impressed by what he did last year with basically nothing in front of him. So I would take the stock of Vrabel with what he's already done and Drake May and what his potential projects to be over Mike McDaniel, whose ass is on the hot seat this year, and Tua Tagovailoa, who's one more injury away from probably being out of the league.
And with Drake May, have you saw it out of him, or you're talking about potential? Because Ben Volen, this dude is Joe Montana in his mind, but I haven't really seen Drake
Volen,
May.
Volen
like
said
that?
Uh-oh. I may go with McDaniel and Tua now, if Volen's saying that. But with Drake May, last year, the offensive line was maybe the worst offensive line. Like, you think the Dolphins' offensive line has problems? The Patriots' offensive line last year was horrendous. Now, they made changes this year. I think it's better. Ramondre Stevenson couldn't hold on to a football last year, and they may as well have thrown Solana in the slot last year because they had no wide receivers. So they've made improvements to put a little bit more around Drake May, but there were times last year where Drake May was running for his life. And I know when I say garbage into gold, it's going to come off as strong because there was nothing gold about the Patriots last year, but he showed you the signs that he could be a franchise quarterback last year with when it was basically 1 against 11 and he was doing enough from what I saw out of him individually.
Man, people have a short memory about Tua in 2023 and what he looked like at Alabama. Like, there's a weird thing that happens with Tua, and you'll look at any other quarterback who might be completely unproven and say, well, the ceiling for him is better than Tua. And I don't see it, but this is commonplace. Like, your answer is what I would expect 99 out of 100 times, even though I bet you would acknowledge the quarterback is 50 times more important than the head coach.
Well, players win championships over the coach. Like, if you tell me I have a great coach or a great quarterback, Yeah, if you tell me great quarterback or great coach, I'd rather take the great quarterback. Like for years, people said, if you had to pick between Brady or Belichick, who would you go with? I said Brady. That was even before Brady ended up going to Tampa and winning a Super Bowl on his own. So I get your point. And let me just clarify here. I'm not anti-Tua.
No, I think you are.
No, please. 2 years ago, I was the only person that predicted that Tua Tagovailoa was going to make it through a season healthy. I think Tua is good. My problem is with society. We say great. We say elite. We say the GOAT. And there's a lot of guys we call great, elite, and the GOAT that shouldn't be in that conversation. He's a good quarterback. He is a fringe top 10 quarterback in the league. But you look at this Miami Dolphins season, I just don't think the Dolphins are really going to progress forward. So you ask me, coach and quarterback, I would rather trust the long-term future of Drake May and Mike Vrabel over Mike McDaniel, who's probably going to get fired after this year, and Tua Tagovailoa, who I like Tua.
I'm not certain that you do. Who would you rather have, Devon Achane or Derrick Henry?
For one season?
Yeah.
Derrick Henry.
For the rest of their careers.
Devon Achane, sure. He's younger.
I was trying to give you a little bone there. You love Achane. I was trying to throw you a little bone.
I am an Achane guy.
Very defensive on FM about Tua. He doesn't want to be painted as a Tua hater, but I mean,
Do you know the Tua-non? I don't need the Tua-non coming after me. I'm an ally to the Tua-non.
Well, will you consider betting the Tua overs and the Dolphins win total over?
What's the Dolphins win total?
I think it's 8.5.
8.5.
Oh, it's right on that number. That's an 8-9 football team if I've ever seen one. I'm taking the under. But the Tua, I'll take all of his overs. All of his
overs. You take the overs? Take the rushing overs week one.
Take the rushing overs week one.
Do not take the rushing overs week one.
Oh, goodness.
Overs on concussions?
I'm not going to go there. Huh. All right.
Yeah, I mean, that's completely out of line. The views of
Alejandro Solana do not reflect the views of Zach Gelb.
Have you ever seen the Grand Canyon, Gelb?
No. Like in person? No.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, go there.
Mm-hmm. I went to Banff recently.
Yeah. You love Banff, huh?
Very cool. Yeah. First time ever being there. Very cool.
If you go to the Grand Canyon, put about an hour out of your time and you'll be fine.
Did you go to the Grand Canyon?
I love the Grand Canyon. I've been there. It was 20 years ago, but it's the greatest thing ever. Crowder just thinks, oh, it's a hole in the ground. He said, it's a canyon. Are there any rides? Are there restaurants? And so I want to parasail.
He wants
to go to Mall of America, not the Grand Canyon. He doesn't want to see the beauty and the grandeur.
When I actually got to the border in Canada and I was going through security, they said, oh, you're Channing Crowder's friend. You know, Drake says a lot about his life.
They'll kick you right out of Banff.
You been in Niagara Falls?
Yes. Do you have any idea, Channing, where Banff is? Like, if you
Banff?
Have to give it, yeah, Banff.
I thought it was a band.
No. It's like an hour from Calgary.
You're saying Banff with an Banff. M. It's N. It has an M in it.
Banff. I'm not saying it with an M.
I think you are. Banff.
Banff is for very fancy people.
In Alberta, right?
Fancy, that's in Alberta.
Yeah. Alberta.
I didn't know you were a bougie talk show host. I had no idea you were fancy.
I come from the Sid Rosenberg school. I'm not going to call it my 51st state, but I'm a big, big star.
Does it have rides?
Banff? Yeah, it does.
You can go canoeing and kayaking if you want.
Great carnival. Yeah.
But you are an Instagram influencer, Crowder. You don't need Instagram filters in Banff because it's gorgeous. Like, you don't
you
even
like?
Need to Instagram
like the Tilt-A-Whirl, Crowder? Like the Tilt-A-Whirl?
Does it have like a bounce house?
They got a bounce house. They got a Tilt-A-Whirl. What do you like? You like a candy apple?
You know what? I'm going to come down to Florida. We'll take Channing to Six Flags.
Let me get you in contact with my travel agent. I'm going to get you right
up
there.
Is that Mexican street corn in Banff?
Oh, who doesn't love Mexican street corn?
I had a great bison burger in Banff. I'll tell you that.
Did you try the bison wings? You ever had bison wings?
No, but there was a lot of wings. A lot of wings.
Try them at Funky Buddha. All right, we got to go. We love you, Gelby.
All right, I love you, too, and I love FM, and I love Tua.
There you go. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have a package of frozen corn dogs in my freezer right now as we speak.
I'm sorry to hear that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.